Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Side Hustlers podcast. I'm your host, Carla Marie. Thank you so much for being here. This podcast supports small business owners. It follows and tells the stories of people who are following a passion outside of their day job. And a lot of these people, they might be starting their side hustles now, right in the middle of a pandemic. I'm recording this in August 2020. So if you're listening in the future, hopefully the world's a little bit different. But also, hopefully, some really cool things like different side hustles and businesses have come out of this. I know a lot of people are taking this downtime to look at what's really important. And I am one of those people right now. I know I mentioned it a few episodes ago, but I lost my job a few weeks ago. I was a morning show host. I've worked in radio for 10 years. I hosted my own show for 4.5 years, and now I don't. So it's kind of crazy for me. This podcast was my side hustle. Now I guess it is one of my many side hustles because I'm doing other things. So my co-host Anthony and I both are not on the morning show anymore. So we are doing our own little thing, and we are streaming a show on Twitch every day. Twitch is just a video platform. You can get it for free. twitch.tv/CarlaMarieAndAnthony. Link is below. I would appreciate any support you can give us right now. It's super helpful just to hit that follow. Even on this podcast, if you hit subscribe, leave a review, all of these things matter. I actually just switched podcast platforms. So that's really cool. And we're going to get more support and more promotion for the podcast, which means more people listen, which means more small businesses get supported. So I'm super happy. But okay, this week's guest. Her name is Lindsay. She lives in the Philly, South Jersey area, and she has a pet care company. It's called Achilles Total Pet Care. Link is below to check her out. But Lindsay built this company because she hated her day job so much, and she knew she had a passion for animals and pets, and she just launched her own business. And this podcast is about finding your passion and building off of it. So this is Lindsay's story.
For a lot of people, you know, why are you waiting?
You know what you want to do.
This is something you want to do. Get off your butt and do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler.
Do it.
I'm a hustler, side hustler. Come on, ask about me.
Yo, yo, it's the Side Hustlers Podcast with Carla Marie.
Okay, so coming to me from Philly today is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello, Carla Marie.
Now, are you in Philly proper or around Philly or?
I'm around Philly, just in the suburbs, Voorhees.
Okay, cool. Jersey. So you and I actually met back in 2014, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But you sent me a DM on Instagram, and I'm actually going to start by reading the DM that you sent me. I know it's probably going to be weird to hear your own words, but I have to read it.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Okay. You said, hey, CM, so excited to see what you and Anthony come up with. You guys are the best and your future looks great. Not sure if I still qualify as a side hustler because I'm now 10 years deep into my pet care business. I started while working a 9-to-5 that made me so miserable, I would cry every Sunday night. And 10 years later, I still lose my mind with every new client I get. It's not glamorous and I'm not rich and I'm not selling anything, but my journey has been interesting and awesome. So now having just relocated while balancing this COVID nightmare and a young daughter, my business has taken a beating. And that's a whole other story. Anyway, I'm in Dirty Jersey just outside of Philly, so I'd be honored if you consider chatting with me for your podcast. If not, good luck with everything. I've been a longtime fan and MDFer, which MDFer is our My Day Friday podcast. But Lindsay, you obviously qualify. You're on the podcast. You were a side hustler. I want to hear your whole story. But then you also DM'd me and told me that you were drunk when you sent that.
I totally was. And yeah, two glasses deep in a nice bottle of Chardonnay. You know what? I needed the liquid encouragement because sometimes you just don't know if you qualify. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I always see myself as a side hustler because I feel like there's so many movers and shakers out there, and I'm not necessarily a terribly aggressive person. I don't know. Sometimes maybe it's just that imposter syndrome.
Just going to say that, my friend, is called imposter syndrome. And if you're listening right now, and you're like, what the hell is imposter syndrome? I was actually reading an article about it yesterday. I'll find it and I'll link it below in the description of this podcast. But it's this thing where like you feel so confident and then all of a sudden you're like, no, wait, I don't deserve this. I shouldn't be doing this. And me personally, I've gone through this so much over the last few weeks thinking I never should have had a morning show. That's why I got taken away. So you looked at me just now and like, oh my God, don't do that. I'm going to tell you the same thing, Lindsay. Don't do that.
Thank you.
You've worked your ass off, obviously. You've been doing your business for 10 years. It was a side hustle at some point. So first of all, tell us what Achilles Pet Care even is.
So Achilles Total Pet Care is a pet sitting and dog walking company that specializes particularly in rescue dogs. We love bully breeds like pit bulls, you know, sometimes the breeds that other companies may not be comfortable taking on, which I think is so, you know, crazy, but you know, everybody has their own comfort level. I specialize in giving personalized care. I know a lot of times when you see a dog walker, you picture either like a little old lady or sometimes, you know, a hipster in the city with like 15 little poodles on the end of the leash. And that's not necessarily what it is or what we do. We give each pet individual care.
That's
so
cool.
I'm not going to take your giant dog and try and manage it with a little tiny dog. And I'm going to make sure that you have peace of mind that, you know, Fifi has the pink bowl in the left corner and Fido has the blue bowl in the corner, because I know having a lot of misfit pets, because I did a lot of work in rescue, which we'll get to, I'm sure. That's really important, because if you don't follow someone's schedule exactly, things can go really wrong. And for me, I had a really hard time going away and getting coverage for my pets. And I thought that maybe there would be a need for someone like me out there that was kind of willing to take all those misfits that other pet sitters might have a hard time with.
So then why pet care? You mentioned you've worked with rescues. Like, where did your love for pets come from?
Oh gosh, I think I was born with it. My whole family just has a passion for animals, but I started volunteering at an animal shelter while I was working at my job of doom. And I found I found a lot of happiness and joy just being with these animals and helping find them homes and fostering. I know you know the joy of fostering.
The joy and also heartbreak. And
I know it is gut-wrenching sometimes, but I mean, I loved it so much. And I just thought if I could somehow take my love of animals and make it into a career, how amazing that would be. And I was lucky enough that I made so many friends in volunteering. One of the women that I met had her own pet sitting and dog walking business. She was a great mentor to me. We're still friends to this day. Cool. She still hooks my clients. And I kind of was able to marry the two. And it gave me tons of experience managing these crazy dogs that other people don't want to do. So that was it.
And then boom, you have your own company. So what is this? Yeah. Let's go back to this job of doom. I hate to take you there, but can you tell me what the job was?
So it was basically a job doing marketing for just a floor covering company. It was nothing special, nothing unspecial, but I would venture to say it was a pretty toxic, masculine work environment where, you know, you're being told every day.
I get it. You don't even need to tell me, but go ahead.
It was just one of those things where, you know, Sunday night would come and your stomach would just start turning. I would sometimes be in tears. Oh, it was pretty awful. You know, always a threat of a layoff. Oh, you better look busy when somebody walks by. I remember sitting at my desk and clicking an Excel spreadsheet to my desktop. Because it was a company that was dominated by men. So they didn't really give women a ton of responsibility. Your job was to just like rearrange the spreadsheet 15 times.
Kill me.
Yeah. And my boss, I would say we borderlined on him being quite inappropriate at times. And it was a company that was very small. He was the best friend of the owner. There was really nowhere to go with it. So it was just one of those things. And, you know, I'm applying for jobs. I had a college degree at that point. I'm applying around. I'm trying to get out and I couldn't. Nobody was hiring. It was 2010. It was not a great time. I was going to
say, what year? Yeah. So 2010. Yeah. Then you launched Achilles Total Pet Care while you were working at the job of doom.
Correct.
How did that play out then? How did you find time to take care of pets while you're working a full-time job?
So I started just pet sitting. So it's kind of, there's two different aspects of, well, there's actually many, but two main aspects of the business. There's pet sitting, which is like Carla Marie is going on vacation. Who's going to come take care of my kitty cat? So that was pretty easy to work in. So I would either bring pets into my house if I could, or I would go to their house after hours, you know, in the morning before work, you know, dinner time, bedtime. And that's where I started. So I would do that on the side while I was still working my regular job of doom. And then once I left that, I was able to start incorporating dog walking midday for Carla Marie's going to work and her dog needs to be let out and walked kind of thing.
That's great that you were able to do that while working the 9-to-5. So then how long were you doing the side hustle before you made the jump? Because this is different for everyone. I've heard a ton of different stories. I've heard a ton of different reasons. I've heard people get let go and then that's why they do it. They were kind of pushed. It wasn't necessarily a jump. So what was your, I'm done, I can do this full time?
Well, it actually didn't go quite that way. I would say it was probably 4 to 6 months before I said to my husband, I really need to get out of this job. Like, I know the business is still small. I know he's a UPS driver, which is union, and he was still getting established there.
Yeah.
I said, I know it might not be the best time, but I cannot do this anymore. I got to put myself into the pet sitting and dog walking full time. And I can't do that while I'm working at this job. So I would say it was probably about 4 to 6 months that I so joyously gave my notice, to which at that time my boss, he was always trying to turn all of us against each other. He instantly pulled my friend into the office to tell her how much I was going to fail and how much I was going to regret it, which of course she reported back to me. I know. Well, you know, she told this company, this guy, but she said to him, and I'll love her forever for it. She's like, well, if she fails, you're really not paying her that well here. So it doesn't really matter anyway. But anyway, yeah. So it was about 4 to 6 months. I gave him my notice and, but I actually ended up taking another job.
Okay.
To help promote my business. Along with my volunteering, part of my job there was to go to a local pet store and clean out the cat cages there. We had our cats set up at a local pet store.
So Motley Zoo Animal Rescue is who I work with here. What rescue did you work with?
It was called the Voorhees Animal Orphanage, just around the corner from where I live now.
That's awesome. So what happens here, Motley Zoo, sometimes if they don't have fosters, if they have too many kittens, they'll work with local pet stores and they'll have the cats be there either overnight or during the day, like in the little viewing thing so that people...
Enclosures.
Enclosures. Yeah. Thank you.
You got it.
There we go. Tiger King learning. So this way, so that when people go in there for their pet food, they're seeing these rescuable animals. So it was your job then to go in there and clean the ones that you guys use.
Yep.
Okay. So when you were doing that, how did you market your business?
So I started to obviously get to know the managers and the workers there. I said, I'm like, you know, I gave up my job. I'm doing the pet sitting. Got any part-time work for me? So they let me start working there. I'm not big in social media. I have my Instagram. That's it. I barely use that. So I was an old school. Like, I was printing flyers. I hung them up there. I went and then they would pass them out to customers when they came in. My business cards. Yeah. And they really pushed me. That store really helped me to get started. Honestly, so many of my first
clients. You can shout them out. Whatever store it is, you can shout them out.
Pet Value Gloucester Township. Thank you so much. Yeah, they hooked it up. A lot of my first clients came from them. So I did that for probably another 4 to 6 months, maybe longer. Actually, I did it until I got pregnant with my daughter. So it was probably more like a year or so. And I just kept scaling back my hours there as my business got busier.
That's
and they
great.
Were really flexible with me. Yeah. Until it was like, hey, now I'm going to have this baby and a business. Sorry, I got to go. And that they were like, totally.
So you make the jump to full time being pregnant and pet sitting and pet care and all of that. What is that like for you?
Luckily, my fabulous sister, Gina, who you know, was very helpful in taking on some of the work with me as I got, because at that time, business was really booming. So she was doing some of the work. I was doing some of the work because those days can truly run from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of divvying up the time. And yeah, I mean, we just made it happen. I mean, 25,000 steps a day, we made it happen.
Oh my God, that's nuts. So then when you have a newborn baby and you have a business like this, I would be concerned of taking maternity leave because then that person is going to find someone else for their dog. So what do you do?
What maternity leave?
Oh God.
And my sister said, you better tell her this part. I worked up until the day I went into labor. I did. I worked up until that morning. And I think my sister's like, look, when the baby's born, I'll just do it all for you.
Oh
for
my
a
God.
Nap. Yeah. So I actually had a cesarean section on top of everything, despite my, I'm going to go natural cesarean section. So that's a little extra recovery. But I do remember about 4 weeks after my daughter was born, I'm like, let me just go out and give it a whirl. And I remember one of my dogs was so happy to see me that she kind of plowed into me and I had no stomach muscle. I just fell. Like I just fell. I was like, oh, I guess I'm not quite ready yet. But you know what? There really wasn't. It was a few weeks and I was back at it. I have a very supportive family. My husband was still on paternity leave, so he was able to stay.
That's great.
Yeah. So, and you know, my sister was an amazing help. I had hired one other girl who from that pet store, actually, who was helpful too. And my family, my parents were willing to come stay with my daughter. Yeah. I mean, really shout out family, man. What would we be without them?
I know. And I preach that all the time, that family is so, so important. You know, they're the kind of people that you can lean on for this and not feel bad about, but just be grateful for. If it's, you know, sometimes there's someone like, oh, I have to pay them back in some way. But like family, nah. You've got your whole life to pay him back. It'll happen at some point.
I'm like, you'll be old someday. I'll pay it back. I promise.
Okay. So how old is your daughter now?
My daughter now is 7 years old and she is my best little helper.
That's amazing. I'm sure she freaking loves this.
She loves my job. On my worst down days when I'm like, oh, she's like, mommy, you can't, what will Sheba do? And what will this dog do? And like, she just, I mean, they become like family. Some of these dogs I've been walking for 9, 10 years.
Oh, that's so incredible though. And my cat sitter is a friend here who used to live in my apartment building and she's now a very close friend, but oh my God, I told her, you don't understand what you do for me because you give me this peace of mind that I can travel and do the things that I've always wanted to do while still having, like, I almost didn't adopt the girls because I was like, I travel all the time.
Right.
Here we are, 2020, jokes on me. But I was like, I can't adopt the girls. I travel all the time. And then I did adopt them. And now I'm able to have that peace of mind and travel and still have them who I love so much and have them in my life. So pet sitters and people who care for your pets are saints.
Oh, you know what, Carla Marie, it makes me feel so good to hear you say that. And I hear that from my clients all the time. Like, we don't know what we would do without you. I haven't traveled in years until I found you because nobody understood my pets the way you do. Nobody gives me the good feedback that you do. I know you're going to be there. I don't have to worry about you being late. It's just priceless. We definitely don't do it for the money. We do it for the love of our clients, human and fur babies. And yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not a terribly assertive person. I'm not trying to take over the world here. I just want to do a good job and take care of the babies.
And that's amazing. And as long as you're happy, that is all that matters at the end of the day. But Lindsay, why do you think you, like you said, those people have never found someone like you? They don't go on vacation. They haven't gone on vacation because they never found someone like you who cares for their pets. What is different about how you run Achilles Total Pet Care compared to other people?
Some would say I'm a bit of a control freak, maybe. I will come out, I will meet with you, I will give your pet the specific needs and the specific care that it requires. If your dog has even so much, I've had dogs that have even had aggression issues, cats that need a pill that like you have to legitimately
walk.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds crazy, but some pet sitters will charge a ton extra for that. They won't do it at all. And another really important aspect of this business, believe it or not, is being tight with your competition. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's your backup. It's your lifeline. If you're good at this job, Your competition is your best friend because you're going to get the work regardless. There is enough pets and enough work to go around. But when I'm in a bind now with COVID, which I'm sure we'll get into, needing to take extra time off, I've been able to lean on other sitters that know I'm dependable and that they can count on me in return.
That's cool.
I have a strong backup system. So if God forbid something happens, I've got backup. I've got people who will vouch for me, who know that they can step in, and I love their pets. And that's really what it boils down to. I do. I love them. I adore them. And I think just my experience with them, handling these big dogs. Yeah.
The whole rescue thing is just, that's an invaluable experience that you can bring to this, because there's anyone who'd say, I love pets and I love taking care of pets. I'm going to start a business. But when you work with animals in that capacity, who could be coming in sick, coming into the rescue or the shelter, you know, having three limbs, whatever it is. I mean, you're working with some of the animals in the most vulnerable situations, and you've learned so much from that. And I've seen that firsthand with Motley Zoo when they're up all night bottle feeding puppies. Like, it's crazy. So you learn everything. And I see what they do. And I know that you put that same kind of love into your business, but you said you're a control freak. Mm-hmm. What is that scheduling like? When you mentioned earlier, some could be a morning, afternoon, and then you've got dogs and or cats at your house. Like, what do you use a certain system? How do you schedule all of this?
I do. I actually have software that manages it for me. So if you're booking with me, Carla Murray, I'll put you into my system and I will say, okay, Max and Carol, I need a visit at both 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Sounds about right.
for feeding and litter and medication and all of these things. And they go into my system. I will send you a confirmation that I'm going to be there. You'll see what it's going to cost. And I will come in, I'll do everything you ask. And then I will send you feedback saying, Carla Marie, Caroline was playful today. And she ate all of her lunch and she didn't want to take her pill. She was being a stinker, but I got it down. And then I'll send it to you and you'll know I was there. And you have that peace of mind because you don't want to ever wonder, like, were they there? What's going on?
I know.
So yeah, you'll know we were there and you'll know we're coming and there's no surprises with us. We'll take care of them. And like I said, we bring the issues.
Yeah.
Like, we can handle it.
That's really awesome. So by the way, anyone who's like, well, I need her, how do I get her? The link is below. It's AchillesTotalPetCare.com, but you can follow along. Everything is linked below. As we're recording this, it is August 2020. The year of doom.
the year of doom.
Seriously.
That has ravaged my business. Yeah.
So one of the first things when COVID hit and everyone started working from home, I remember saying to Anthony, my co-host, I said, oh my God, all of these dog sitters. Because if I'm working from home or I'm concerned about the economy, that's one of the first things I'm going to cut. I'm just going to do it myself if I'm from home, or I don't need to take my dog to daycare. So obviously you took a hit. So what has this year been like for you as a pet care business?
It's been pretty tough. We also, not to sidetrack too much, we moved during this whole thing also. So most of my clients obviously were home. Bless their hearts. A lot of them still have me come just to get their dog out so they don't have to be bothered with it. And that's part of becoming part of the family, I think, is that they still want you there, that they don't want their dog to miss you, kind of thing.
That's great.
Yeah. So I have had a few, but now I'm traveling a lot further. I used to be in a different location. So I still have, it's a very localized type of business. Like, you don't want to do a ton of traveling, but my plan was, I still had a huge business where I used to live. So my plan was to be able to just travel back there and do it. And then when COVID hit, it was like, well, now I'm only doing two or three walks a day. So yeah.
The travel.
That's tricky. But that is also where having fellow sitters in your back pocket comes in handy, because it's like, oh, I can't make it down there. I only have one today. Would you mind doing it for me? And they're like, absolutely, no problem. So that's been helpful. Pet sitting, forget it. There's nothing right now. I mean, I think I've had a couple of cats sporadically here and there.
That's because owners are probably like, they're driving me nuts.
Yeah.
They hate me. Like, my cats, I feel like, are so excited that I'm about to head out on this road trip, because they're like, why is she home all the time this year?
Yep. Yeah. I think everybody's pets are kind of like, you're still here. To add to that, now my daughter, who typically would be in school or would be in camp, is now home with me. When it happened in spring, I said, Mel, put on your walking shoes. Like, we're going to go walk. And she came with me, but it just got too hot for her. I mean, when you're dog walking, part of it is walking 30 minutes,
which,
in 100 degree weather.
Let's keep, I wanted to bring that up. If you're listening from Seattle, you do not understand the pain of the East Coast summers. It's 100 degrees, but it also feels like you're just walking into wetness. Like the temperature is just, it's a lot. And most days in the summer on the East Coast, you're almost advised not to walk outside. I know my mom can't when it's certain temperatures. She's recovering from her heart surgery. And once the heat hits, she's been on a treadmill now instead of walking outside because it's so unbearable. So as a dog walker, getting the dogs outside, I mean, I'm sure even they're like, wait, why are we doing this? It's hot.
Yeah, you do have to monitor the type of dog, how, you know, what time of day it is. A lot of people are like, can I have one at 8 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, yeah, sure. But yeah, I mean, a lot of them, one of them loves to be hosed down. So I hose her down real good first. And then, she loves it. And then we go for like 15 minutes because, I mean, she just can't do a half hour in the heat. But it is, it's a lot of walks in a row. And it's a lot, it's too much for adults, let alone a child. So that's also been really fun trying to, you know, throw her on my back and bring her along. But you do what you got to do when you're the business owner, when you're doing it for yourself, you do what you got to do.
Absolutely. And I see your shirt says professional pet lover. Is that like your official shirt of the business?
Yes, definitely is.
Do people stop you ever and be like, what is that shirt?
Yeah. Or they'll say, oh, what does professional pet lover mean? Are you a vet? Are you a groomer?
That's great.
I'm like, no, I'm a dog walker and I'm a pet sitter. And I'm a, first and foremost, I'm a professional pet lover. So that's it. I say serving wiggly butts since 2010. That's what I do.
Okay, I love that. I think that's what your shirt needs to say. That'll get some attention.
It does on the back.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. There you go. People are probably like, what?
It does bring a couple head scratchers for sure. They're like, what does that mean? Yeah.
Have you, I don't know how this world works, have you ever thought about going into grooming, or is that like a whole nother?
Yeah, I have considered it. Then I'm looking at brick and mortar and that sort of thing, and that scares me.
Yeah.
I'm a very scared person.
Okay.
pet sitting and dog walking, there's not a ton of overhead with that. There's not a ton of risk. You know, there's insurance.
You can get a mobile one.
I know. They look so cool. But yeah, I have considered doing that. I used to do transportation and a bunch of other services. But you know what? As time went on, and my time was being stretched, I just realized I kind of had to focus in on something more
smart.
Specific. Yeah. And I actually, even before COVID hit, in recent years, had really scaled back my pet sitting, the stuff that was 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. And you also have to start kind of even cherry picking your clients a little bit as you get busier, because the person who books you and then cancels you and then like it's not worth it after a while. So I kind of went with the dog walking because the schedule worked the best for me. And now I'm waiting to see what happens with COVID to see if I can maybe bounce back and branch off again. And start, because at one point it was great. It was so busy. And I'm hoping to get back there again. I'm kind of riding it out right now.
You will. We all will. I love that you said you kind of just focus on one thing. And I have this, it's great to dream and it's great to have these ideas, but I have that same issue too, where it's like, wait, I am doing too many things that, you know, the main thing isn't getting the love anymore. And we're not focusing on that. And I think that's a great tip for anyone who is in the middle of a side hustle or a business owner or dreaming of owning their own business. Don't forget the main reason why you're doing something and what is your main thing. It's okay to have a million things that you're doing, but you have to water them all basically at the end of the day. And what is that, you know, that main plant that needs the love that's really going to either bring in the money or be the core of your business? You can't forget about that. And we all do that because we're dreamers. You know, everyone who's on this podcast, we're dreamers, we're go-getters, we're creatives. And it's tough to kind of hone in, but I'm glad that you brought that up and that you did, because I get it a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's easy. It's so easy to want to say yes to everything, especially when you're first starting. Eventually it will burn you out. So you kind of have to just focus in and say, okay, here's where my time is best spent. Here's where the most money is made. Here's where I can get coverage easiest if I need it for something. Yeah. And then go with it. And then once that maybe takes on a life of its own, you can start kind of putting your feelers out other ways again.
Yeah. The balance of being a business owner or a go-getter is knowing when to say yes and knowing when to say no. because mm-hmm. you hear all these like quotes and advice that's like, just, I've said it, just say yes to everything. Mm-hmm. And that's a great tip for when you're starting out in a career or something. Yes. But you also have to learn when to say no, because you will get burnt out. And I've said both. I'm like, I'm going to say no this year, or I'm going to say yes this year. But it's a matter of really when to say no, when to say yes. And if you can figure that out, you're set. But it's hard.
It did. It took a while. And my sister working with me, she would laugh at me like, why are you doing this one random pet sit on a Saturday night for $20? Like, why are you doing that? I'm like, you know, I think it's time to revisit my mission a little bit.
And that's what family's also for as well.
Yeah. Okay. So
So we have to talk about 2014 when we met.
Yeah.
So you and your sister have actually been supporters of Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, where I used to work, of myself, of Anthony and I, and the show that we've had together in some capacity since before then. And in 2014, well, I don't even remember. Like, I know you guys came up to visit the show in New York City when I was working there at the studio. But how did that happen? I know your sister Gina's there. So what the hell happened? You emailed, what did we do?
Okay, so backtrack a tiny bit. I did find Elvis Duran in the Morning Show when I started the business, FYI. I don't know if I told you that.
No.
I remember it was right around Halloween, and I was pulling up to a pet sit, shuffling through stations, and I heard a David Brody phone tap that made me so mad, I sent hate mail.
Do you remember what it was?
I do. It was about dog breeding. I was working in rescue, and I was like, that's not funny. I don't even want, you know, whatever.
Oh my God. I can't wait for him to hear this. He needs to listen.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, actually, this is kind of like, I started hate listening, and I just fell in love with you guys.
That's
and
what
then
happened.
I was like, yeah. And then I was like, Gina, you got to listen to this show. And the rest is history. Okay. So 2014.
That's great.
I called into the show. I don't even remember why, probably trying to be first caller or whatever. And you and I had a good time on the phone. You were wonderful as always.
Thank you.
And you were going to send me a shirt, and I got my shirt and I ripped the package open. I'm like, yay. And then I kind of looked in there, and there was this letter that I had actually ripped by accident. I'm like, and it said, congratulations, you've won a tour of the Elvis Duran studio. And I'm like, what the what? What happened here? So I called my sister screaming. I'm like, I don't know. Carla Marie must have thought I was amazing because she invited us to the studio.
Wait. Before we get to the rest of the story, I'm laughing now because that probably was a mistake.
It was.
Okay. Because that shirt would go to, if there was a charity event, a lot of times we would auction off tours. So I probably printed the. Okay, wait, keep going. This is great. I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, did you win it from a charity? When I emailed you, you were like, did you win it from a charity? I was like, no, I was just first caller of the day. You were like, oh, my gosh, I think one of my interns sent you that by mistake. But
I blame the intern.
Like, you're like, but no worries. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
So, you invited us down. You guys were redoing the studio at the time.
Yep.
So it took a while for us to all get together, but we did. And it was one of the best days of our life. We had so much fun with you guys.
On the anniversary of it, we always text each other.
Oh my God, you have to send me, you still have pictures? You have to send them.
Oh yeah, totally. Still have pictures. I look at them every once in a while.
It was summertime, wasn't it?
It was June. Yep.
Yeah. See, I remember you guys coming in, and I always bring this up because you guys knew so much about the show and about everyone on the show that we actually had Josh, who works for Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, interview you guys to see how much like trivia you knew about all of us and our lives. Like, you guys knew my boyfriend's name at the time, and you knew his Instagram handle or something crazy. And it's so cool to see how much you've invested and how you've supported at the time people you didn't even know.
Yeah. And then you had us call in the studio, or you called us a couple of days later and had us on air and had us go against Greg T. I mean, it was the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
It's cool when you meet people like you guys who are amazing, supportive, fun, and like in for the ride. Like, I know I could call you if I needed you guys to be on the air to have fun with something. So,
of course. No, and you guys, Carla Marie, you've always been such an amazing inspiration to so many people. And even just kind of being with you with what you're going through now, and not that you want to hear this, but it even makes you more real and more, than if it's even possible than before. Like, even somebody as successful and motivated as Carla Marie hits his rough spots.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Get through it.
In the radio world, you always want to be relatable. And mm-hmm. I mean, really, I guess in any industry, you want to be relatable to some extent so that someone relates to you and wants to buy from you or work with you or get your service. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. I was like, man, I've never been more relatable. And there's millions of people without their job and me too. And it's like, how are we bouncing back from this? And I'm lucky that I have this insane support system. I don't, you know, I'm not an accountant who lost my job. I'm so grateful that I have people like you guys and people who listen to our My Day Friday podcast or stream the new show that Anthony and I are doing on Twitch a few days a week. It's just, we have this, okay, we fell, but we have everyone who just caught us. Now we're all kind of building this together. And it's so different than what the average American is going through. However, that gut punch, it's real and it's relatable. That's for sure.
It is. And, you know, we wish you the best, but we know you're going to be fine.
Thank you.
Whatever you do is going to be amazing. And we're going to be right here being weird, like always.
I love it. I love how this
watching
podcast.
Watch me from the corner.
No, don't watch from the corner. Just watch. You're not creepy. You're good. But I love how this podcast went from how you worked your ass off to you went from a job that you hated to finding something that you love and spending years doing to talking about just the most random thing because we've known each other for so long. And the connection is what I talk about in every podcast, how it's important to know people and to interact with people and to be a good human. And that's how we've been able to know each other all these years. I mean, at least 6 years at this point, we've been in touch through social media. And it's important to have that. It doesn't have to be social media, but it's important to make connections with people. So thank you both.
No, I agree. It is so important. And just kind of going back to what I said, in my industry in particular, like women help each other, man. Like we don't pull each other down. We build each other up. We throw each other business. We help each other out. And if everybody could do that a little more, I think we'd all be in a much better place.
Yeah, I can agree with that one. I think that is actually like the best place to end on. So thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Gina. I know your sister popped in. Hi, Gina. You can say hi. We can hear you.
Hello.
Thank you guys so much for doing this. I appreciate it, Lindsay. And everyone, go support Achilles Total Pet Care. Link is below. Even if you're not in Philly, like just go click on the website. Check it out.
Thank you, Carla Marie. I really needed this right now, honestly. Aww. So thank you. It reminds me why I'm here and that I can make it through. And
yes. Do not forget. The dogs need you, like your daughter said.
Thank you so much for having me. I really did need this and it was good to see you.
You too. Thank you again for being here. I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting Lindsay. If you're in the South Jersey, Philly area, check her out. Have her watch your pets. Take care of your pets. Link is below. It's AchillesTotalPetCare.com. And again, I am also doing a show right now at this moment. It's 3 days a week. It's about to be every single day. Twitch.tv/CarlaMarieAndAnthony with my co-host, Anthony. And it's just almost like a podcast that you're watching, but also like a morning show. There's a lot of different things going on, but link is below. We are about to head out on a cross-country road trip from Seattle to New Jersey and then back to Seattle, and we're going to do stops in a ton of different cities. Posting the list of cities to Instagram this week. It's at the Carla Marie. You can check it out there. But we're going to stop in cities and we're going to do a video stream and a podcast in every city. So I could be coming to your city. We're going to have t-shirts you can buy that are fun employment road trip tour t-shirts. It's super cool and it would be really awesome to meet you safely and socially distantly. So follow me on Instagram at the Carla Marie. You can also follow along at Carla Marie and Anthony. I would love to meet you. Even if you don't listen to the Carla Marie and Anthony show and you just listen to Side Hustlers, I still love you. That's cool. I appreciate you for supporting me and not Anthony. It's totally cool. But thank you for being here. Seriously, I appreciate you. I know all of these side hustlers appreciate you for supporting right now. If you do have a side hustle, you can reach out to me. All of that stuff is below. Would love to hear your story. This podcast has been produced by Houston Tilly. And until next week, keep hustling and be a good human.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.